For most Americans, international travel is a distant dream right now. But thanks to a new grant, some University of Arkansas students may get closer to a dream of going overseas. The school's Study Abroad office is launching a new program to cover the cost of passports for up to 150 students. Ozarks at Large's Daniel Carruth reports.
For lots of students, the prospect of studying abroad can be exciting and a little daunting, especially now. But the University of Arkansas's Office of Study Abroad is trying to chip away at that difficult process. This week, the university announced it will be covering the cost of passport applications for up to 150 students.
Really, with the effects of this pandemic hitting study abroad pretty substantially, we were really using this past year to rethink what we want study abroad to look like, how we want to serve our students, and how we can help support especially underrepresented students in study abroad. And so we saw it as an opportunity to put to pavement an idea that we already had, which was to get passports in the hands of first semester freshmen or honor sophomores, to get them inspired and also engage students and their families in a conversation about studying abroad.
That's Sarah Malloy, the director of Study Abroad and International Exchange at the U of A. She says 25 of the passport fees are covered by a grant from the Institute of International Education.
And from there, we were able to collaborate with a lot of different folks on campus, from the Office of Nationally Competitive Awards to the Honors College to Engineering's ECAP program and then to Walton College as well. And so we're really excited to have announced that, you know, what started as seed money for 25 passports has blossomed into us being able to award passports to about 150 students this first year.
She says the Arkansas Global Opportunities, or Arkansas Go, passport project is the first step in her office's diversity, equity, and inclusion plan. She says often travel and international education programs have barriers that keep underrepresented students from applying. And that can include Black, Indigenous, and other students of color, as well as low-income and first-time college students. And the passport is often one of the first major hurdles.
Getting a passport in a student's hand, I think, again, is just that first step, and it's that first token, right? It's that first opportunity to see outside of Fayetteville, Arkansas, or the state of Arkansas, or that first step to see outside of the United States for many people.
The cost for a first-time passport application comes in around $110, and then when you add other fees and processing in, that rounds up to nearly $150, according to the U.S. State Department website. Malloy says access is critical when it comes to study abroad, and beyond the passport project, her office also provides resources that help students find scholarships, choose programs that fit their needs, and even workshops on how to bring up studying abroad with parents and family, and one on breaking stereotypes.
We have a workshop designed to understand and help students kind of process intersectionality and going abroad and kind of what it means to be maybe a rural student or maybe a first generation student or a student of color who's an American and what that means when you travel outside of the United States and kind of come into a space where you see yourself in a different way because you're in a new country and maybe folks don't see you as an Arkansan, they see you as an American. Or maybe folks don't see you as a low-income college student, but just as a wealthy American.
All of these approaches, Malloy believes, will help make the university's study abroad programs more inclusive, which she says the school and study abroad in general desperately need.
And so, you know, why is it important that our student population reflect our population of the United States? It's important because the United States is a global leader. It's so important that our students, that the world understand all of our students, not just simply a stereotype of what they see in movies about American people, American students, and American culture.
A 2020 study from the Institute of International Education showed that for the 2018-19 academic year, Hispanic and Latino students made up 10% of U.S. universities' study abroad population, Asian students, nearly 9%, and Black students, only 6% of that, while white students made up 68% of that group.
It's so important to build up citizen diplomats and to expose students to life and living and a different perspective that they can only really get outside of the United States. And I hope that this Arkansas Go Passport Project is I know it's a step in the right direction, but it's certainly a first step to building a more diverse study abroad population when all of the other requirements for the Passport Project are equal.
Results from a 2016 national survey of student engagement showed that 54% of University of Arkansas freshmen surveyed said they planned to study abroad, but only 17.9% of that graduating class actually did. And now Malloy says another factor has made access harder for students looking to travel abroad: the coronavirus. The school closed its academic exchange programs in 2020 and moved to virtual only. But she says they've begun cautiously reopening with some partner organizations and now have about 100 students overseas this semester.
Nearly 60 of those students are at our Rome Center in the heart of Rome. And we were able to send another 40 students abroad because, again, of our very strong partnerships. It takes a lot for these students to have pivoted. I mean, we spoke, some of our staff had spoke to students who pivoted maybe 5 times to finally get abroad this fall semester. So the future of study abroad is still, we're of course looking for that crystal ball just like anybody else, but we're making sure that we're reopening study abroad with strong partnerships, with good risk management and safety protocols in place. And we're also just instilling a sense of flexibility and agility in our students. Because that's just, quite frankly, until the rest of the world gets vaccinated at high enough rates, COVID's going to be a factor that we take into account in planning study abroad programs for the foreseeable future.
The Arkansas Go Passport Project is open to freshmen and sophomore students at the University of Arkansas with demonstrated financial need, and all applicants must be United States citizens. Applications are open through November 1st. For more information, visit studyabroad.uark.edu. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Daniel Carruth.